Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
I still think Michigan waves the white flag, potentially avoids playing Ohio State.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
This weekend would be Michigan versus Ohio State.
Live.
It is canceled.
From the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I am not here for the whole Michigan's ducking Ohio State thing.
The Rich Eisen Show.
It should not be entertaining.
Earlier on the show, Pro Football Hall of Famer Chris Carter, legendary broadcaster Bob Costas, Yankees first baseman Luke Voigt, co-host of Good Morning Football, Kyle Brandt. Coming up, NBA on TNT analyst Kenny the Jet Smith. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show on the air. Chris Carter, Hall of Famer, is hour number one. And our interview with Bob Costas that our friend Jeff from Detroit, been a fan of this show from the beginning, just referred to. It is up on our Twitter feed, at Rich Eisen Show. Bob will not be seeing it on our Twitter feed because Bob is not on Twitter, which is the main point of his joining our program today. Oh, my gosh. It is laugh out loud hilarious. Could not be funnier. Check it out at Rich Eisen Show. And our poll question has been a dynamite one, and I will answer it. As you know, you don't want me to put my thumb on the scale,
like
Chris Brockman.
For you to wait a little bit.
Right.
That's okay.
It is okay. It is very much okay. Ask it, Chris, and where things stand.
Yeah, hit the RT on that, Rich. Who ends up the seventh seed in the AFC? It's hotly contested right now. Colts currently in there right now at 8-4. Raiders 7-5, Ravens 7-5, Patriots on their heels at 6-6.
All right, how does it go right now?
And right now, so the Indy, that was Chris Carter's pick. Indy is at 36%. They lead the way. Ravens, people like what they're doing with Lamar back, 33%.
Yeah, just
Raiders 17%, Patriots 14%.
Let me just get this straight out right here. So
Dolphins currently your 16.
Right. So let me just get this straight right here because I want to make sure I've got this all settled right here and I know everything off the top of my head. So here's my issue with the Ravens, and this is part of the reason why we talk in playoffs or what last week that I said it's or what for the Ravens. Baltimore does have a very favorable schedule from here on out, with the exception of this weekend. They have Jacksonville and Cincinnati, and they also have the Giants, which is no longer as favorable anymore. So they can't split those games. I don't think 9-7 makes it. Their problem is their 4-5 conference record. I mean, that's two games. That's a game and a half right now behind the Vegas Raiders conference record. 4-5 is a terrible conference record. The Dolphins' conference record is 5-3. The Browns are 6-3. The Colts are 4-4. So they'd have the same record as the Ravens would in conference if they lose to the Vegas Raiders. I'm just gonna go down with this ship. I don't care. I'm gonna go down with the ship of the Raiders. I'm just gonna go down with them. They've looked terrible the last 2 weeks.
They've looked terrible, yeah.
I know.
They should have lost to the Jets, let's be honest.
I guess should have, could have, but they didn't. I don't know, man. The Vegas Raiders, if they win this game this week, they're 8-5 with a tiebreaker over the Colts in their back pocket, okay? And they're they would be 6-3 in conference, which would be if the Tennessee Titans wind up staying in first place, which they would, then the Colts would be it would be a problem for the Colts if they lose to the Raiders. And then they'd be better than the Ravens because they've got a better conference record, even if the Ravens beat the Browns. Let's just say the Dolphins lose to go 8-5. That would make them 5-4 in conference. That's a problem for the Ravens right now, is their conference record. I am going to say the autumn wind is, in fact, a pirate. I heard that, Mike Del Tufo. You're inspiring me to stick with us and have a little bit more conviction. My problem is all those turnovers in Atlanta and the way they looked about the Jets. That you should not allow the Jets to score 15 unanswered on you. But it's back-to-back games in the Eastern time zone in early windows, which has been the Raiders' bugaboo. And as Darren Waller pointed out when he was on the show yesterday, which is a nice little humble brag drop, that we had one of the best tight ends in the game on our show yesterday. Three of their final four are at home. Next three in a row. The autumn wind is a 7 seed in Las Vegas, Nevada. Speaking of Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hey. I love Las Vegas.
Before we get to the news update, I want to talk about this because I see TJ Jefferson. I see what he's scrawled on his whiteboard. I see what he's got on his whiteboard. I see the shirt that he's got on. Is today Red Fox would have been how old today? Do we know?
He was born in 22. So I'm not good at math, but that's like 98.
He'd be 98.
I believe so.
Red Fox would be 98 today.
Oh, baby.
Bom, 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 bom.
Now, I will say this. I will tell you this. First time I ever went to Las Vegas, Nevada in my life.
Oh, when was this?
I believe it was either 1989 or 1990.
That was the first time you ever went?
Dude, I'm from Staten Island, New York. I mean, well, you know.
True.
When am I going to go to Las Vegas?
I mean, you don't want to see Mo Green's
Okay, and here and here's my issue is that I was not yet 21. I graduated college at age 20. I skipped kindergarten. I share a lot.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, your mom told us that.
So, well, I shared that with you when I overshared about eating so much pizza from the same place in Ann Arbor, Michigan. They sent me a bag of chips as a, you know.
A parting gift?
Little, no, as a thank you. But at any rate, I bring this up because my friends and I think we went to the Rose Bowl. My buddy Paul and I and a bunch of us went to the Rose Bowl, and we decided to drive to Vegas. And we stayed in the some place called the Shalimar. It was not on the Strip.
Shalimar.
Not on the Strip.
There's no way that's still there.
Yeah, it might be. I don't know. But we went to the old, now defunct, I believe it's in the same spot as the Mandalay Bay, the old Hacienda Hotel and Casino. And we went because the first show I ever saw in Las Vegas, Nevada, was Red Fox and Slappy White.
Oh, yeah?
And they were brilliant.
At the Shalimar.
No, that's where we stayed.
So you stayed at the Shalimar.
This was at the Hacienda. This was on the, I mean, Red Fox and Slappy White are play the Strip.
Yeah, what am I thinking?
And I had never really seen Red Fox and never really saw his act, never really knew of his act. I knew of him in Sanford and Son. Mm-hmm. To say he worked blue,
oh yes,
is a an insult to the color blue.
His stand-up show on HBO, I remember being a kid and we watched it.
Yeah.
My father, we were crying. He was so funny, but dirty. Oh my God.
Dirty.
Beyond.
Is like, not.
It was unbelievable.
It doesn't do it justice.
He was amazing.
I mean,
Shalimar Hotel, Rich, still up.
How much can you get a room there for?
$56.
Yeah, oh, hey. We were college kids.
And cable TV included.
I think you could get HBO there at the time.
Yeah.
ESPN and HBO.
I mean, it's not on the same level as like the first time I met Bob Saget and realized that Danny Tanner and Bob Saget were
totally
really
different.
Totally. I can imagine you with Red Fox were even more mind blown.
Yes, I did not know
point.
That there was a whole comedy album based on him telling about you have to wash a certain part of your body. I did not know that. I learned that.
You didn't know
night.
You had to wash it, or you didn't know there was an album?
No, I knew that you had to wash that part of your body.
Gotcha.
Yes, I do practice safe and quality hygiene, and I always have, but I didn't know that that was the title of one of his stand-up albums at the time. And also, there was also a music strike going on at the time, I remember this, because they did have an act, I believe a dancer or a dancing act from old vaudeville times. There was an elderly gentleman who came out and danced for everybody, but the band was on strike. There was a music strike. So Slappy White came out and made noises with his hands and mouth to mimic a trombone noise as the guy danced to that sound. It was truly one of, like, that was my first ever act. And the second one I ever saw with my brother and sister-in-law was at Caesar's Palace, where we watched George Burns.
Wow.
Do an act. Uh-huh. And the opening act for George Burns was Florence Henderson. And I'll never forget that because obviously it was Mrs. Brady singing. And she opened up thanking the good people of Wesson Oil for making it all possible. And, you know, that's the way I started seeing acts in Las Vegas, Nevada. And that's all. This memory lane is all thanks to you remembering that today would have been 98 years of age for the late Red Fox.
So you're saying Slappy White may have been the original human beatbox?
I watched it. Yeah,
Slappy White.
Yeah,
man.
I mean, yeah. They were funny. Oh,
we might
gosh,
have to rewrite hip hop history right now. They were funny. Because of this.
A lot of sharing.
Oh, right yeah. Now. A lot of sharing.
A lot of sharing.
Love it.
Slappy because I just figured, you know, that's not part of your news update, Chris.
Your first trip to Vegas?
Or anything that I've just said.
Anything related to
speaking of Las Vegas, Nevada.
Las Vegas.
That's where apparently James Harden spent the weekend at a birthday party, maskless, indoors, partying and having a great time like there is no pandemic, while the Rockets were getting started. And the new coach there, Coach Silas, saying that he was taking the absence as an unexcused holdout absence, the way he basically came out and said it. But James has shown up for work, correct?
Correct.
Hopefully testing every 5 minutes before being around everybody else.
For a variety of things.
One of the many one of the many items that will be up for bids when we talk to Kenny the Jet Smith in about 10 minutes' time. Chris Brockman, let's get to your news update right here on this program.
And now, with a report of the day's news from the world of sports and entertainment, someone who is not a journalist or newsman by any definition of the word whatsoever, it's Chris Brockman.
All right, Christopher, what do you have over there?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, just some NFL updates as we head into fantasy football playoffs this week for most people. Joe Mixon out, already ruled out by Coach Zach Taylor. Said there's a possibility he plays again this season. Won't even put a timetable on coming back this year. Bummer for Joe Nixon, who's been out with that foot injury.
Okay.
Steelers activated James Conner from the reserve COVID list. He's all set to go this week against Buffalo. That's a huge game, obviously, on Sunday Night Football. Chris Godwin did not practice today. Did have the pins removed from his broken left index finger yesterday. Mm-hmm. So he's trying to come back from that. He's one of the... Talk about fantasy disappointments this year. Chris Godwin, I think, is up there on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Jones is expected to play this week.
Okay.
So that's good news for Giants fans. And if you have, I guess, Evan Ingram and Sterling Shepard and maybe Golden Tate on your fantasy team as well.
Are there fantasy leagues out there? There have to be. And this is why. This is a fantasy league I'd never want to be in.
Two QBs?
Yeah, a two QB league. Where Colt McCoy, somebody was hoping Colt McCoy would start because they're so down and out and downtrodden. And it's 16-team league, and you got to have two quarterbacks. Yeah. And somebody's out there making sure that they have five quarterbacks because there's no roster limit. I would really hate being in a league like that. Like, hate it. Because the best – and I never understand a fantasy league with two quarterbacks in it because, to me, a fantasy league – I know it's called fantasy for a reason, but it should mimic the real thing. There are no teams that play two quarterbacks at once. It's stupid.
I did a 2QB league once.
Why?
I had to stop.
You had to.
It was terrible.
It's dumb.
Because it changes how you draft, too, because you want to make sure you get two good guys early.
But Colt McCoy, Tusalud, got it done. Didn't turn it over. Didn't do anything stupid. What else you got over there, Chris?
Bad news for me because I have Antonio Gibson. But he is unlikely to play this week.
Yeah, man, that turf toe.
Apparently, it's really bad. You could see he was in a lot of pain when they cut to him on the training table on Monday night. He has been awesome. He had 8 touchdowns the last 5 weeks, but he is unlikely to play in week 14.
And when they did cut away to that shot of Antonio Gibson getting his toe wrapped, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. And when you see it was just his toe wrapped and you saw it look like it wasn't, you know, crooked and it wasn't swollen, terribly swollen, just looked like a toe. Yeah. And you think, oh, he might be able to get back out there. And then I'm reminded again of Deion Sanders, coach of Jacksonville State. Good old Coach Prime, who I've worked with for a decade and a half.
What did I say? You said Jacksonville.
Jackson State. My bad. I've got, obviously, pro football on the brain. Coach Prime worked for them for damn near a decade and a half. Did not retire because of knee injury or shoulder injury or anything else. It was a toe. And he would take off his shoe, and it's something you just can't unsee. Deion Sanders, one of the fastest. And he could still stay stride for stride with me running backwards in an afro as Leon Sandcastle when I'm running a 40.
Didn't Eddie George tell us turf toe is the most painful thing?
It is no joke, brother.
Yeah.
Turf toe took out Jack Lambert, right? One of the toughest men
You've got to basically say we might not see Gibson for the rest of the month.
Such a bummer,
You could
man.
Say that.
What a great draft pick. he's been for Washington. Drew Brees, recapping something from earlier this morning.
Yes.
Progressing well in his rehab from the lung puncture and 4,800 fractured ribs. Won't practice much at all today, but he is eligible to come off IR. That would ramp him up on Thursday to see how he feels. But yes, more realistic target is week 15 for Drew Brees.
Okay.
So it looks like we might get Taysom Hill again.
Well, I mean, hearing him
yesterday,
even
though he didn't confirm it.
Well, I mean, asking him, he's like, he couldn't sit there and go, yeah, no, I'm starting.
Yeah.
Right? But it sure sounded like he was starting. And that Brees is going to get this week off and then be back for Kansas City at New Orleans. Here we go.
Let's go.
Week 15 under the lights in the Superdome. Here we go.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
Brees will be back. Oh, man, that's going to be great.
As we mentioned before, in Week 15, Browns-Giants flexed into Sunday Night Football on NBC. Cowboys-49ers had been there. They're now 1 o'clock Eastern. Jets-Rams is 4:05.
Okay.
On Fox. Good news for, I guess, Big Ten fans. Rich, I'm sure you're rooting for the conference as well. The league voted today. They are going to change the six-game minimum rule, which clears the way for Ohio State to play Northwestern in the title game.
Okay, here we go. All right.
So they did the right thing.
Of course they did. And the college football committee met last night, correct? Made that announcement last night? There we go. Okay. Leave this up here, Don, because I don't have to look at my computer screen. They're number four at 5-0.
Yeah, I mean, as they should be.
Well, dude, here's the thing. And we talked about this with Brian Kelly yesterday before I offered to give him a bar mitzvah when he turns 13 as Notre Dame's head coach in 2 years.
I think you should do that.
Why should Notre Dame and Clemson be an all or nothing game? It shouldn't be. I want both of them in there. It shouldn't be an all or nothing game. Clemson's one loss is to Notre Dame. Notre Dame could have its one loss to Clemson. They didn't face Trevor Lawrence the last time. This time they faced Trevor Lawrence. They're still two of the best programs in 2020. They both have played an absurd amount of games. They've done it. They should be in.
Yep.
Done.
I agree.
Doesn't matter. And we shouldn't have to just sit there, oh, it takes the starch out of the ACC championship game. I'm sorry. They should both be in. And then what? And Ohio State shouldn't make it because they haven't played enough games or they didn't dominate the games that they were supposed to against Indiana, who, by the way, has had an excellent season. Because what? We should send Florida with its one loss, and we should send Texas A&M with its one loss.
But if Florida beats Alabama in a couple weeks, then what?
No, they have a case.
That would be interesting.
The whole thing about being—I know I'm spitting in the wind. I totally know.
Let's just take the 10, give the top two teams bye, and let's go.
Why are we not doing that? Why are we not doing?
This is the year you could do it.
This is the year you throw everything out and you just do whatever makes the most sense.
Let me just say this one more time. I know I'm wasting my breath, but I feel better. If we are playing this season for the kids, right? If we're playing this season for the kids, and we know we're not. We know we're playing it because they need to keep the money flowing, all right?
No doubt.
But if we're playing the season for the kids, which is what everybody's saying, then why are we telling some of the kids, go home or go to some bowl game that's the most wonderful time of the year? And your fans and your family can't go anyway, and your friends can't go anyway. But hey, you made a bowl game in an empty stadium in some town, and somebody in some loud jacket is coming up to you and saying, welcome, from a social distance. You know what I'm saying? Like, why can't we let people in? I know at some point you do have to say we're cutting it off. You know, the same way where the ride is closing. I'm sorry, 10-year-old that's crying. We've got to let all these other 10-year-olds in. And at some point, we do have to close the amusement park. I understand that. But why are we closing it at 4? And you can't say, well, that's a precedence, this, that, the other thing. Well, you could at least give this thing a whirl for future years, see how it flies, and say we're doing this to make sure all of the kids in all of the programs that we just saw up on the screen that need to win and fight for this spot and arguments about it. This is the 1 year I just don't want the arguments to be, at least they're talking around a water cooler about it. There are no water coolers this year.
Can't go near the water cooler.
No one's good. There's no water coolers.
Can't go near them.
There's kids who want to play for the championship. I'd rather have 8 in and let's roll. 10 in and give the top two a bye and let's roll.
Let's go.
Won't happen.
What are we doing?
844-204-RICH, number to dial. I'm going to keep talking about it.
Yeah, why not?
Thank you. Kenny Smith. He's going to join us right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Kenny, the Jet Smith, the Jet Academy. We'll talk about that and, of course, the upcoming NBA season.
Support for this podcast comes from Pluto TV. Need an escape? Drop into Pluto TV for a world of free TV. Stream hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and shows all for free. Yeah, free. No subscriptions, no fees. Imagine 24/7 channels of Narcos, CSI, Star Trek, Survivor, and everything else from hit movies to binge-worthy TV shows, the latest news, live sports, comedy, and more. What are you waiting for? Download the free Pluto TV app for Android, iPhone, Roku, and Fire TV and start streaming now. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. Hey, everybody. The Rich Eisen Show store is open. Go to richeisenstore.com. Be the first on your block with one of these babies. T-shirts, both long and, of course, short sleeve in white or heather gray. We've got hats, people. And, of course, start your day with a cup of Joe and a Rich Eisen Show coffee mug. Go to richeisenstore.com and shop your head off right now. richeisenstore.com. We're adding more and more merchandise every single day. Please go check it out and tell all your friends and make sure that you let everyone know that TJ Jefferson is still wondering when he can get stuff for free. I'm working on it.
Just a slight discount.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
Why pay full price?
I'm working on it.
Rich, please.
You know I'm the king of swag. I tell him. Ask. You got to ask.
I mean, he's working on it. What more can he do?
I'm working on it. I'm having an internal meeting.
with yourself?
Like with yourself, though? Or
yeah, I use the Calm app.
The Calm app. I'm done.
I've never tried that.
We're back here on the Rich Eisen Show.
I had it.
Have you used the Calm app?
Yeah, you should.
Oh,
it's great.
Yeah, meditation.
Great? Oh, great.
I try.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't do it enough.
I should do it.
My mind keeps racing. You know, you're supposed to sit there and think and go inside and meditate, and I'm just like, who am I going to have on the show tomorrow? Yeah. And that's just the opposite of what you're supposed to be doing. You. Anyway, you know, I've got my Best Dad Ever sign right here, right? Okay. It's a huge honor to have this here every day. Certainly 6 months running now, I'm Best Dad Ever.
No competition.
Well, I mean, there might be competition, but so I'm going to have put a place in front of it just for our next guest. This was a bobblehead we got in our days with AT&T when we used to be part of the same family. The NBA on TNT bobblehead set. There we go. Shaq and Ernie. And,
good sounds, Rich.
And Charles and our next guest. I placed that right there on the desk for my next guest, a fellow native New Yorker. One of the best analysts in the business of one of the best shows on television, two-time NBA champion, and the man who's going to be talking also about his Jet Academy, Kenny the Jet Smith. How are you, Kenny?
Hey, man, what's up? How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I got your bobblehead right here. I got it right here. You know, you've probably seen this, all four of you guys, and your bobblehead right at your desk.
Collector's item, man, right there. I have them, but my kids have broken them up, so, like,
yeah.
It looks like, in my house, the bobbleheads look like it's a Roman thing where the nose is missing, an arm is missing.
Sure.
Yeah, it's like a Roman thing.
I got to be honest with you. House. I can say this thing, sort of thing, that they definitely put more hair on Ernie. And Charles and Shaq are slimmed down. This is not real. You're as close to real as they have on this bobblehead set, Kenny.
Hey, man, that's my motto. We keep it real here.
Yeah, I got it. Absolutely. We're from the same city. I totally get it. I understand.
No doubt.
All right, Kenny, what's going on with Harden? What do you know? What can you tell me? What do you think's going on with him?
From outside looking in, just like everyone else. I've met James, you know, on occasion. You know, I don't know him well. You know?
Okay.
But just outside looking in, he's a guy who was, like, looking at his career. If I was him, this is what I'd be thinking. Am I going to win a championship? Like, seriously, if I'm going to win a championship being here in Houston, are they putting the right pieces around me? You know, we changed. I was really comfortable with the D'Antoni system. He put the ball in my hand, you know, and they were making moves. Like, you know, we bring in Westbrook, like I said, it don't work, but, you know, they're making moves. But am I going to win a championship here with this new regime? That would be my question, and I think that's his question. I don't know if he wants to be out of Houston, but I know he wants to be out of a situation that doesn't want to be. If I was him, that's not going to win a championship. I only got about 3 or 4 more years of this, like, where I could carry a team, like, where I'm carrying a team pretty much basically by myself, that, you know, where I could get you to the semifinals of the West. After that, I'm not able to do it. So if I'm James Harden, that's what I'm saying right now.
And if you're James Harden, what do you think, Kenny? I mean, you know the Houston organization well. Do you think that's the...
I don't know this one well.
Okay.
But I would say you'd have to sit me down and convince me that what we're doing or going to do is going to have me an opportunity to be in the Western Conference Finals the next 3 years. Because the way I'm looking at it, the Clippers and the Lakers are ahead of them. We were ahead of them for 2 years when Chris Paul was here, even though, you know, it didn't work out. But we were there. And we're not there anymore.
So I guess this would also not lend much credence to whatever reporting that's out there that Harden was working out with John Wall and kind of gave a green light to Houston to swap Wall for Westbrook if he's thinking that this isn't the right mix. Do you think it could be the right mix?
I think, you know, a healthy John Wall, you know, but I haven't seen John Wall play basketball in 2 years. Like, literally, I haven't seen him. He's a great player. When 2 years ago, he was, you know, top 5 point guard in basketball. You know, I haven't seen him play basketball in 2 years, so I have no idea. You know, you can work out with a guy all you want, but until you see him play in a real NBA game, I could bring you 5 guys right now that's not in NBA, Rich, and we say, hey, let's go work out. You'd be like, why is this guy not in the league? Like, well, you haven't seen him play. You see him work out. It's a big difference.
Right, and then the word is that Harden was also working out with Durant and Kyrie here and thought maybe this would be good to do professionally, a word that he might go
I think
to.
He always works out. You know, he works out at a gym. I know about this guy named Chris Brickley, who's a big trainer in New York. They work out that gym all the time. That's not unusual. There's a guy in L.A. Now he works with Sacramento. He runs a gym out here. You know, those guys work out those gyms all the time, and they play with each other. That's not unusual. If you're in the basketball community, James Harden and Kevin Durant and Kyrie were in the same gym at the same time. It's not unusual if you know the circuit.
No, sure. And it's not unusual anymore for guys to be working out and saying, you know what, this is fun. Let's do it professionally and then strike a deal.
I mean, but Carmelo's in that gym and all of the Siakam is in that gym in L.A. Like, all of those guys work out together. Like, even when I was playing, there's like 5 gyms around the country that everybody used to go to. Like, when you're in that town, you're going to be like, oh, let me get a run in. You know, let me get a run in. But so it's not unusual. So I wouldn't read into the whole he's working out with Kyrie and I wouldn't read into that, honestly. Mm-hmm. But I would read into the fact that this guy might not feel he can win a championship any longer in Houston. Mm-hmm. And you look at their roster, you go, they're not better than 5 teams right now. Are they better than Denver right now? Not necessarily. You know, are they better than Portland? Not necessarily. Are they better than the Lakers? No. Are they better than Clippers? No. Like, you know that. So I can understand the concern.
Well, Kenny the Jet Smith here on the Rich Eisen Show. And then the ultimate question right now, outside of Los Angeles here, obviously, would be, the question involving Giannis and the Bucks getting Jrue Holiday and trying for Bogdanović, not landing him, and this appears to be their message to him as he has this decision by December 21st to accept the Supermax or not. What do you think's happening there in Milwaukee? Best you can think on this, Kenny.
I think Giannis is in the same boat as James, like, but he still has years to do it. You know, I think because he's younger. And he's more, you know, at the upswing of his career going, you know, I have an opportunity to, you know, to really create a legacy that most players don't. So And it's a different era where guys have to be convinced that you're all doing that. Where I think 10, 15 years ago, you would say, you don't have to convince a guy. A guy would say, I'm going to be here because I'm pretty sure this is going to be the same ownership group. I'm pretty sure this is going to be the same coaches. I'm pretty sure this is going to be the same management, same general manager. Things flip so fast in the NBA now, and, you know, that it isn't the same management group. It isn't the same team that does it. It isn't the same ownership team primarily. It is the same coaches in the same thing. You look at, there was 9 new coaches last year in the NBA. It isn't the same. So the environment changes and doesn't allow players to have that freedom of thought.
What would you do if you were him?
If I was Giannis, I'd be like, if I was Giannis, mm-hmm. I would sit down, I would play this year, and I wouldn't worry about it until the end of the year. I wouldn't think about it. I was like, we're going to see how this year goes. And because Milwaukee also, you know, they change a lot of their management in terms of, you know, general managers and presidents over the last couple of years, 4 years. Let's see who's going to be here. Let me see if I really engage in that before I make a huge decision.
Well,
it's not like I'm going to be anything different at the end of the year.
Right. So if you're the Bucks, wouldn't you take that as an indication of we got to get him out of here? We better get something for him? I mean, wouldn't that set off a whole bunch of alarm bells?
That would be like, for me, if I was the Bucks, I'd be like, hey, this is who's going to be here making the decisions for you. Trust these people. Mm-hmm. And those people I would be at every game, every practice, every workout that Giannis does to let him know that we're here. This is the group that's going to be making the decision, and we're going to be happy with you. You're going to be happy with this group. And you're going to have certain input that you might not have the final input, but you will have input. Hmm. Like, at the end of the day, we still have to kind of say, yeah, that's a good move. But we're going to, like, put you in some of these kind of conversations.
Kenny the Jet Smith here on the Rich Eisen Show, the Jet Academy, an online basketball camp for children of all ages. We'll talk about that in 1 second. Just put a pin in that. One last item to hit you on, talking about the Giannis decision and talking about what Harden's thinking. Is this all just rearranging deck chairs with Anthony Davis re-signing with the Lakers and LeBron getting his extension and Schroeder joining the team? They're getting younger, if not better. And now Zach Lowe reporting Pau Gasol might think about joining this group as well, with Dwight Howard having left. What do you think, Kenny?
No, it's not rearranging lawn furniture, because the lawn furniture, Anthony Davis was part of this discussion 2 years ago. You know what I mean? So, like, if he doesn't make that move to the Lakers, or they don't make that move and get that trade going, then all of a sudden LeBron James is in the middle of the pack of the Western Conference. So this isn't lawn chair moving. This is billion-dollar business or multi-billion-dollar business.
Well, I guess I mean for the rest of the league, that it doesn't matter what the rest of the league is doing. This is the Lakers' world, and there's no catching them based on these decisions.
No. You could catch them because, there's players just as good. Like, Giannis is not looking at the Lakers and going, we can't assemble a team close to that. Or James Harden's not saying, I don't think I'm just as good as Anthony Davis or LeBron. I don't think those guys are thinking. They're thinking like, I'm just as good as one of them. So all I need is somebody close to him. You know what I mean? And then we got some pieces around me, and I can get those guys. But right now, I don't know if I have next to me all of that. Like, and I don't know if we have a commitment to keep doing that. So it's not long term. This is like, these are real decisions that can change the landscape of basketball if you make the right one. And there are certain franchises who historically don't make the right decision, and they get close. And then they don't understand the mindset of a champion and how to create that. They have a skill set. They get a guys with a bunch of skill, but they don't have a mind. They don't understand how to read into the mindset, and they don't bring in the right players. They don't make the right draft picks. You know, Miami's not in the finals by accident. Those are the best 10 guys that you can imagine. Jimmy Butler with you know, a guy who's been on three teams in three years. You know, like, these aren't the guys that everyone says these are the guys. You know what I mean? You know, Tyler Hero from Kentucky and, you know, Kendrick Nunn. And, like, these aren't the guys. They're in the finals. There's a reason. There's a mindset that is brought about that you have to have as well. And Pat Riley and those guys down in Miami and Spoelstra, they have it.
And I guess if Clay was healthy, you could talk about the Warriors just within their own division, their own conference. I'm wondering,
exactly.
How, you know,
they have the mindset. You know, the Warriors have the mindset. The management staff, you know, have, you know, everything that you're talking about. You know, they don't make decisions. When you talk about Bob Myers, like, he doesn't make decisions that you don't go, man, you could win it all making that decision. You know what I mean? Like, you're at the top of the, you're back at the top of the heap making that decision. You know, that's every franchise doesn't have that. Mm-hmm. You know, Masai, Ujiri, he makes decisions that you go, the layman can see internally as basketball people, and you're, even yourself, Rich, being in the mix, you go, man, that was a deep decision how he made it. But the layman could see it. Like, people who don't follow the game every day and go, man, that they might get it. They might win it all.
Let's talk about the Jet Academy, sir. There's a special deal available through the holidays at jetacademy.com. I'll give you the floor to remind everybody what this is and what they can get right now, especially.
Yes, I'm excited. Holiday season's here, everybody, so get a pen, get your phone out, tap it in, thejetacademy.com. What we're giving away right now is when you sign up for the 1 year, which is $29.99 a month, less than a dollar a day, you get a free T-shirt, free basketball, and JBL headsets. But what that gets you is really it's a streaming service, and you work out daily and weekly with your favorite players. You know, we just have a new launch with Draymond Green, T.J. McCollum, Kobe White, Kendrick Nunn, as I mentioned earlier, you know, Cole Anthony. Like, all of these guys, Nasir Little. Like, all of these guys are now part of the Jet Academy, and you get to work out and stream live with these guys. Work side by side. It works on any device, anywhere. All you need is Wi-Fi or cell service, and you can log in. And you get all of those things for $29.99 a month. Again, thejetacademy.com. Write it down. Put it under the Christmas tree. And now your kids get to get work on their game because Zoom school is going to be out. And you're going to be like, what am I doing during the holidays with my kids?
Mm-hmm.
Get them out there working.
Oh, no doubt.
For an hour. You know? And there it is. You got an hour on me. And I actually do classes as well. And, you know, you work on shooting, you know, all of that. I'm not moving as fast as, you know, Emmanuel Quickly, you know, who's signed up, one of the rookies, or like I said, or Draymond Green, or C.J. McCollum. But I'm showing you how to get your shot right.
Yeah, and then you can also run back sessions available for playback on demand. So if you can't hit that that 1 hour, you can do it whenever you want. And previous,
yeah, you can go playback. Exactly, you can go back and see Kemba Walker, Trae Young.
That's right, Trae Young.
You know, all those guys are, you know, Breonna Stewart, Brittany Griner, all of those people are on the playback.
Yeah, Oladipo
already dunk session.
Yeah,
Oladipo,
yeah,
without
right.
question.
He's a good dude. I hope he's going to come back as strong as ever here. So
yeah, he said he's healthy, man. I talked to him the other day. He said, man, it's the best he's felt. He's like, I'm almost there, Ken. I'm like. He said, I think I'll be there in like 3 weeks. I'm like, oh, that's perfect timing.
That's good. Fantastic. And my kids know his work from the Masked Singer as much as the Indiana Pacers.
Oh,
as
that's
well.
Funny.
That's a fact. Hey, Kenny, loved talking to you. Best to you and your family around the holiday season. Tip-off's right around the corner, man. I'm looking forward to all that. And so let's talk as regular as you're up for it. I'd love it.
All right, man. Thanks for having me.
Right back at you. That's Kenny Smith. At the Jet on TNT on Twitter at thejetacademy.com is how you can get involved. And I cannot tell you how, if you can steal an hour or two from just taking your kid and saying, go and check this out and get out there and actually move around as well.
Absolutely.
That is huge. That would be what we call huge. Pau Gasol now? Really? Really? Just for Auld Lang Syne, get him back out there. Mark just signed there, too.
Yep.
Come on now. Now you understand what I'm saying, rearranging deck chairs here. It's like, so, okay. both Gasols and Schroeder with LeBron and Anthony Davis, Alex Caruso, Kyle Kuzma.
Montrez.
They're better.
Yes.
Oh, my God, they're
better.
That's
why I said it's a wrap this year, guys.
Oh, my God, they're better.
Younger.
They're better and younger and set up for success longer than they did just last year.
Mm-hmm. Let's get them all. Let's get them all now while we got the muscle.
I legitimately was thinking last night like how life would have been different for me had I got here and decided to become a Laker fan. So, oh, man.
Again,
if Giannis does not sign the Supermax, I understand. Look, Kenny's been in the business longer than I have. Hey, I'll sit back and see what the year is. You sit back and see what the year is. You tell me I'm not signing for $70 extra million right now. You don't want to be here. I'm going to call around the league and say, who do you, if that's the answer by December 21st,
bingo.
Talk about how pressure packed the year will be. What if they get one and done? I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And, you know.
But if you're honest, that's why you sign and then just demand a trade after this year if it stinks.
Yeah, I sign that. I get the money.
70 extra million is a lot of money.
And you can get out whatever you want.
Get the money, though.
Let's take a break. I've got a couple more, a couple other things that he said in terms of if I was an NBA general manager, how I'd react to some of the news that I or some of the conversation I just heard from Kenny. We're back on Peacock in a moment.
Support for this podcast comes from Pluto TV. Need an escape? Drop into Pluto TV for a world of free TV. Stream hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and shows all for free. Yeah, free. No subscriptions, no fees. Imagine 24/7 channels of Narcos, CSI, Star Trek, Survivor, and everything else from hit movies to binge-worthy TV shows, the latest news, live sports, comedy, and more. What are you waiting for? Download the free Pluto TV app for Android, iPhone, Roku, and Fire TV and start streaming now. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.
Right back here on Peacock, everybody. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Take your calls as we're wrapping up our show here, taking you to Brother from another, I just heard a wonderful name in my ear who was on with Michael Holly, who's going to join us tomorrow, and Michael Smith, Steve Weich.
What a
delightful human, by the way.
Great guy. He's a delightful
human. Excellent at his job. Nice family.
Fact.
Delightful human.
And he's here tomorrow?
No, he's on Brother from Another today. We're taking you up to. Just heard that name in my ear. Hey, Steve Weich is on. Love that guy. As much as I love you, that's what you're saying to me. I mean, you know, just want to make sure we're good.
I haven't known you a long time.
All right. Our radio audience will rejoin us in a second. 844-204-RICH. What a show. Chris Carter and Bob Costas. Just fantastic.
Oh, Bob. That's on our Twitter feed right now. Check it out.
Fantastic. Fantastic. I know. Me too. Just a bunch of laughs. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Okay. All right. There is some fantasy-related football news I want to get to in a second. Let me ask you a question. You're a general manager in the NBA. I make you a general manager.
All
congratulations,
right.
TJ Jefferson. You're a general manager
I'll be
in the
assistant.
National Basketball Association.
I don't know what to say, but
and you know what? Because I don't want any problems here. You're one, too.
Chris. Thank you.
Congratulations. Mike, you're out.
No, I don't want to be. I'm the commissioner.
Just make sure, you know, the sound is great in the NBA arenas when the fans come back and you
I'll
know.
Do that.
I'm hiring Mike to Jeff. Do some other stuff.
Yeah, just get the music. You're in charge of the music. You love that. You'd be great.
That's perfect.
Everyone's happy, right?
Yep.
We're all happy.
All right. That said, for the moment, forget about it. You guys are general managers in the
yes.
NBA.
All right.
You feel your superstar of your team is fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, you have handled everything well. You feel your NBA superstar is taken care of, happy to be where he is. You hear that superstar is working out with two other superstars, three other superstars, or four other superstars. Do you call your superstar just to see if everything's fine?
100%.
Immediately, right?
Immediately.
I don't call, no. You see, what I do is I get to the car or the plane, and I drive to that gym, and I just pop my head in, see what's up.
See what's up.
You know what I'm saying?
But can you have to make sure, though.
Next?
Careful.
Can I get next?
Careful, because you know, the NBA doesn't want you in a gym with other players that's not under contract with your team. Well, you don't want any part of that.
Right. Well, I got moles, Rich.
I asked this of Daryl Morey when he was with the Rockets in one of the many appearances he was with here. And he's like, I know my guy's fine. I don't need to call James Harden to see if everything's fine. I'm confident in my organization and my organizational skills and the way that I have set everything up. I am not staying up at night thinking that my guy's working out with somebody else and I'm getting a call from that person saying, I want to team up with so-and-so, I'm out. Or you make sure I'm out. Otherwise, I'm going to make sure it's a problem. He said, I'm confident enough in my own abilities. That was his response at the time. But when Kenny's like, oh, yeah, these guys work out all the time. There's nothing to read into it. But, and he knows, I'm a general manager, and I'm hearing my guys working out with Durant and Kyrie, or Durant and Kyrie are working out with Harden. I'm calling them up to just check in and then see if they'll mention, yeah, he's, you know, wanting something, or just to check in, or if the other guys mention they might want to come play with us. Because when these guys get together, it seems like I would love to be a fly on the wall. Just hear what they're talking about.
Making moves.
And knowing that they're at such a rarefied air of star athlete in a league that at 100% in the NBA, the league of all leagues in this great country of ours, that caters to their star athletes more than anybody else. The NFL, star athlete, welcome to the team, new quarterback that we just drafted, regardless. Right?
Yep.
That's the way it has, and you handle it the way you need to handle it as a professional, Aaron Rodgers, and he's handling it. But you get my drift here? Like, players working out, they know we can make this happen. All I have to say is the word. Which is why Giannis should sign the Supermax, and if he doesn't like what's happening there, a year later, say, I want out. Bounce. And guess what's going to have to happen?
They got a trade.
Out. And guess what would happen? A dozen NBA teams would say, let's try it. And a half dozen NBA teams would have a shot. And then there's the Knicks.
Yeah, that's,
you know, it's
going to
all come back to it.
Is Antonio Brown the only NFL player who's ever done this?
Pretty much. But he used social media as his springboard.
Right. Yeah, he forced himself out of Pittsburgh, forced himself out of Oakland, got himself onto the Bucks.
Oh, also out of Buffalo. Remember, he was supposed to go to the Bills.
Oh, yeah, he was supposed to be traded to Buffalo. Buffalo. Great point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Now then, Chris.
All right, you want this piece of news, Rich? Or?
When you said there was fantasy news to be had, you gave me a look. You know how I feel about Mike Davis.
What is he again?
He is the Judah Maccabee of fantasy football players. Again, the Maccabees, as the story goes, and it's a story that people are telling around the world right now with Hanukkah upon us. They had only enough oil for one day, and the oil supply lasted 8 days. The miracle of Hanukkah. And Mike Davis started the season as the backup to Christian McCaffrey. He gets hurt. We thought McCaffrey, you know, it's an ankle injury. He'll be back. He wasn't back. And then his shoulder. Mike Davis now is not just the version of a Hanukkah in the form of an NFL player in fantasy. He now, you toss on top of it, is the car dealer that Kramer test drove a car with and ran out of gas, and it kept going and going and going. Are you telling me that week 14, Mike Davis may not be the backup in Carolina after all this? Chris Brockman, is that what you're telling me now?
So Matt Rhule has been saying he expects Christian McCaffrey to play this week. However,
yes,
Christian McCaffrey was limited at practice today with a shoulder injury and a new injury,
okay,
a thigh, which he tweaked last week, according to Matt Rhule. Matt Rhule said it tightened up today.
It's a Festivus miracle.
That wasn't.
Again, we're not wishing injury upon Christian McCaffrey, Mike.
No, I know.
However, I'm playing against him this week in the playoffs. So...
Well,
this is not good for us, Rich.
We just talked moments ago about being a general manager in the NBA, and I made T.J. Jefferson a general manager in the NBA.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
It's just part of the construct of the conversation, just for you-know-whats and giggles. But you are a general manager of the best in the world, is the name of your fantasy team. You decided to take a viable, highly viable, a top-five running back in fantasy football in Aaron Jones and flip him for Christian McCaffrey, figuring post Carolina week 13 bye week, just in time for your playoffs, right?
Playoff run,
okay.
Stretch.
Here we go. You'd have Christian McCaffrey in your lineup.
Yes, sir.
I'll ask you the question Dan Patrick asked me when I was getting start ready for one of my first sports centers of all time, when I'm watching all the video tapes that were coming up from the control room that were going to be on my 2 a.m. sports center that were just on the 11 o'clock sports center that he did with Keith Olbermann, and he had just finished and was standing next to me as I was preparing. I'll ask you the same question. You're nervous.
I thought this was planned perfectly, right? I gave up Aaron Jones.
It's your Lufthansa heist. Your caper's been planned.
I thought it was planned perfectly. And then Brockman tells me this. It's a tight thigh. But look, I scored 150 last week without McCaffrey. So my team is still strong like bull. But I'm a little worried. Because everything was set up for this. Was for me to get this guy at this time. And now his thigh is tight.
Okay. Well, again, his shoulder. Baby. His shoulder is reportedly just fine. He says he's feeling great with his shoulder. That's done with. Yep. And his ankle's done with. Now it's a thigh.
New injury.
But he hadn't played in a while.
I did not drop Mike Davis. He's still sitting there.
Good man.
Yeah, but I'm still sitting there.
I'm a little worried.
Yeah, my opponent has McCaffrey. So, you know, if he wants to sit out another week, it's totally fine.
So the National Football League has come up with actual playoff, real live, actual playoff scenarios.
We have week 14 playoff scenarios.
Let me guess the teams who are, and we'll post them. We'll post them. Let me guess the teams who are ready to be clinching that have yet to not have a clinching scenario. I've not seen it yet. Let me guess.
All right. Our friend Andrew Siciliano just tweeted
Let me out. Guess. The Packers have a clinching scenario.
Yes, they do.
In their division, right? To win the whole shooting match for the division.
All right. Green Bay clinches NFC North title with a win.
Over the Lions.
And a Minnesota loss or tie.
Well, to Tampa. There you go.
Or a Green Bay tie and a Minnesota loss.
Don't mention the ties. Because that's so crazy. It can get people confused. So Green Bay has a playoff scenario.
And then they can clinch a regular berth with about six different scenarios.
Do the Buffalo Bills or Cleveland Browns have a playoff clinching scenario?
The Buffalo Bills have a playoff clinching scenario.
How about them apples?
The Bills clinch a playoff berth with a win combined with a Baltimore loss, a Miami loss, a Las Vegas loss, and a New England loss or tie.
Those all have to happen like a partridge in a pear tree.
Yes, yeah, those four things have to happen.
Okay.
And Buffalo wins.
A lot of L's right there.
But you're saying there's a chance. Any other AFC clinching scenarios?
Two others, actually.
What do you got?
Kansas City.
Can clinch the division.
Can clinch the AFC West division with a win or tie or a Raiders loss.
Okay.
Or tie.
Right.
And the Steelers can clinch the AFC North with a win and a Cleveland loss.
Okay. Now then, the NFC, any other clinching scenarios? Can the Rams clinch one? Can they?
No, the Saints can clinch the division.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Can the Cowboys clinch a great draft pick?
No. The Saints can clinch the division.
Saints clinch the division with a win.
Yes.
Or a Tampa Bay loss.
Oh, wow. That's that close. Ooh. That's a home playoff spot in week 14. Okay. Those are your playoff clinching scenarios as we go out the door. I want to thank a five wide, Kenny Smith, Kyle Brandt, Luke Voigt, Chris Carter, and man, Bob Costas was absolutely fantastic. Check it out right here on Peacock, our YouTube feed, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show, or our Twitter handle @Rich Eisen Show. For those listening on the radio, we've got a great show planned for you on Thursday. We'll tweet out the guest list.
Hello, everyone. This is Eagles Hall of Fame quarterback Ron Jaworski, and I am so excited to bring you the hottest new podcast for the NFL and gaming. Welcome to Jaws Picks, featuring me, Ron Jaworski, and some of the most famous names in sports, music, and entertainment, as I give you my expert analysis and predictions of each and every NFL game. So far this season, my predictions are over 55% correct
against the spread.
That's a pretty good number, folks. and over 67% picking winners straight up. You do not want to miss out on this podcast. Every week, I will tell you who, how, and why each NFL game will be decided. Take the guesswork and stress out of gaming and subscribe to Jaws Picks wherever you get your podcast. That's Jaws Picks wherever you get your podcast. Stay safe, take care, and let's make some beer money.